as a person. I got a request, I said softly in the middle of the huddle, banishing thoughts caused by a woman pressed against me.
What?
The annals. They're all that's left of the Black Company. Depression had set in fast. There was an obligation undertaken ages ago, when the free companies of Katovar were formed. If any of us get through this alive, someone should take them back. I do not know if she understood, but...
They're yours, she said.
I wanted to explain, but could not. Why take them back? I am not sure where they are supposed to go. 400 years the company drifted slowly north, waxing, waning, turning over its constituents. I have no idea if Katovar still exists, or if it is a city, country, a person, or a god. The annals from the earliest years either did not survive or went home already. I have seen nothing but digests and excerpts from the earliest century. No matter. Part of the analyst's undertaking has always been to return the annals to Katovar should the company disband. The weather worsened. By ore, it seemed actively inimical, and may have been. That thing in the earth would know we were coming. Just north of ore, all the Taken suddenly dropped away like rocks.
What the hell?
Toad killer dog, the lady said. We've caught up with him. He hasn't reached his master yet. Can they stop him?
Yes.
I crutched over to the side of the whale. I do not know what I expected to see. We were up in the snow clouds. There were a few flashes below. Then the Taken came back. The lady looked displeased.
What happened? I asked.
The monster got crafty, ran into the null where it brushes the ground. The visibility is too poor to go after him.
Will it make much difference?
No, but she did not sound entirely confident. The weather worsened, but the whales remained undaunted. We reached the Barrowland. My group went to the guards' compound. Darlings put up at Blue Willy. The boundary of the null fell just outside the compound wall. Colonel Sweet himself greeted us. Good old Sweet, who I thought was dead for sure. He had a gimp leg now. I cannot say he was convivial, but then it was a time when nobody was. The orderly assigned us was our old friend Case. Chapter 49 The Invisible Maze. The first time Case appeared, he rode the edge of panic. Me doing a kindly uncle act did not soothe him. The lady doing her bit almost kicked him over the edge into hysteria. Having Tracker lurking around in natural form was no help either. One Eye, of all people, calmed him down. Got him onto the subject of Raven and how Raven was doing, and that did the job. I had my own near case of hysteria. Hours after we put down, before I even got set up for it, the lady brought Whisper and Limper to double-check our translations. Whisper was supposed to see if any papers were missing. Limper was supposed to plumb his memory of olden times for connections we may have missed. He, it seems, was much into the social whirl of the early domination. Amazing. I could not imagine that hunk of hatred and human wreckage ever having been anything but nastiness personified.